On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
On the Daily Signal, online at dailysignal.com, you'll find an article, actually a commentary from Tom Griffin, titled The Month for Life. That is the month of January. And with us from the Heritage Foundation, Emma Waters. Emma, pretty cool commentary that Tom put together here, kind of shares his experience with the March for Life well, it's just around the corner, January 23rd in the National Mall in Washington, D.C. It's been a little while since he's been there, but he had really some relevant things to share.
Yeah, he absolutely did. I thought his reflections on the march were particularly insightful. The first is he shared the slogan from last year's March for Life, which was with every woman, for every child, and focusing the march on the necessity for cultivating hope and love amidst the darkness that surrounds the abortion industry, the fear, the uncertainty that many mothers face, and the very harsh reality that abortion ends the life of an unborn baby, a child that's already in existence. And I thought his the way that he talked about his own journey researching the issue and really reaching that moral conviction that abortion was something that we should stand against, that we should protect life, we should protect and besiege the best interests of the mothers in the process, was a really insightful way of looking at it, especially when we know today the fight to protect life has shifted from what you would maybe say is like the traditional form of abortion to the use of chemical abortion pills, where I think it's anywhere from 60% to 70% of abortions now end through the chemical abortion pill, which is often taken in the first trimester of a baby's life. And so we're not fighting the same legal battles over a surgical abortion, but now in a post-Dobbs world, we're really having to fight on the grounds of these chemical abortion pills that can be mailed from all over the world, all over the United States. And oftentimes, I mean, currently without any in-person requirement, which was a Biden era law that we're really trying to get overturned at this point in the conservative movement. But it was a good reminder of the beauty and importance of the March for Life, the cold and discomfort that reminds you of the importance of the issue, but also a good update for where the battle lines are drawn in the pro-life movement today.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned the battle today, because I think even to this day, some time now after the repeal of Roe versus Wade, there's plenty of those in the pro-life movement, the pro-abundant life, I should say, movement maybe are a little passe, or they think this battle is a little passe, and they forget what you mentioned, the chemical abortion that's available, quite honestly, through the mail, and as you mentioned, often done without a doctor present, and often done, quite honestly, outside of what they even designed, how for that to work. Past a certain point, it puts the child at great risk, at death, but we've seen it in the news headlines over the last year or so, where the women who are going through that process are endangering their lives as well. So, if we are pro-abundant life, we should be as much concerned about the mother's life as the children. Kind of timely, actually, earlier in this broadcast, we visited with Glenn Stanton from the Daily Citizen, talking about a recent study that came out, and in his article he says U.S. fertility has been falling to deeply concerning historic lows, and according to a new Congressional Budget Office CBO report, that decline is expected to worsen in the coming decades. And if we're losing, now part of that is adults deciding not to get pregnant. But part of that also is losing children through the process of abortion. So primarily the issue is the killing of an innocent life, that, you know, it's got all the DNA that's required to be human. And that is, you know, that is, well, it's a crime, you know, in God's eyes. But also the impact that it has on our nation, as far as the strength of our nation, the strength of our world, because it's, the decrease in women getting pregnant is happening on a worldwide basis. But here in our own country, it should be of concern to us and something that should be addressed. And of course, by being a part of the pro abundant life movement, and looking at what, you know, where we should be standing on this, not only on life and death, but whether or not, you know, we should be bringing more kids into the world. He did encourage us to go forward, be fruitful, multiply. And in doing so, raising these kids, as I mentioned in our conversation with Glenn, in the eyes of the Lord, in instruction with a biblical worldview lens. So it's, I think it's important that we not only, you know, look to the walk that's coming up in Washington, but also Sanctity of Human Life Sunday happening at churches all across America. Keep in prayer those that are leading the charge for choosing abundant life, and keep in mind praying for the families that are in the process of considering abortion, and you know, be available to connect them with resources that could really save a life. Emma, any more on that?
You know, the one thing I would add is that this week, in leading up to the March for Life, Senator James Linkford highlighted a bill put forward by Senator Ashley Moody. It's called the Pregnant Students' Rights Act. And so the Pregnant Students' Rights Act would ensure that pregnant college students are aware of their rights protections and how to file a Title IX discrimination complaint in the United States Department of Education, if they found that they were being discriminated against, particularly as a college student. And so the what the bill points out is that about 30% of all abortions go to women of college age. And some of them are enrolled in college. Some of them are obviously not. But something that has really stood out to me over the years is that during the Dobbs Supreme Court case, many people filed amicus briefs sharing their opinions and recommendations to the court. And what really stood out to me is that one female U.S. Olympic team and a number of other collegiate level athletes filed amicus briefs in support of Roe v. Wade, arguing, and this is a paraphrase, but basically this is like what they said, is that abortion was essential for their ability to compete at a highly competitive level in sports, because if they didn't have an abortion, it would derail their athletic career, either at the collegiate level or professionally, which is just a really, is a horrible, so hard and disheartening. But in some cases, it does come down to students and athletes in particular being afraid that they're going to lose their scholarship, lose their place on their team. And so with something like the Pregnant Students' Rights Act that they are putting forward this week, you really see the emphasis on reminding college students that you don't have to make this terrible lose-lose decision between keeping your baby and keeping the scholarships or the support that you need to attend college. So this is just one of the many bills that have been and will be put forward in support of life. But I thought it was just a really interesting one to highlight, especially given the number of college-age women who are facing decisions around abortion right now.
Yeah, very, very timely. And any conversation like this, I think we're remiss for those who are trying to encourage anyone in our sphere of influence that may be concerning an abortion to remember to encourage them to connect with a pregnancy center that can give them an ultrasound. And here in New Mexico, I know in Albuquerque, the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, that's at no charge. A lot of those ultrasound machines being made available through the gifts of generous donations, including Focus on the Family, working to make that happen. And if you've looked into this at all, I've heard as high as over 80% of women considering an abortion who have an ultrasound will change their mind about having an abortion. It is a lifesaver. So that is something to consider. And in addition to some of the ill effects of an abortion, of course, above killing a baby, is covered in that commentary found at the Daily Signal. He goes on to write that the studies show that abortion has major negative impacts on mothers, including physical and emotional impacts. So all very much to consider as we go into Sanctity of Human Life weekend and Sanctity of Human Life Sunday. And of course, coming up here in the next week, the march in Washington, D.C. As always, so much appreciate the work of the Heritage Foundation. Heritage.org is where you'll find out more about them. And the article that Emma and I covered, the commentary from Tom Griffin, The Month for Life, is found at dailysignal.com. As always, Emma, thanks so much for your input and your time. And we look forward to catching up with you again real soon.
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.